Let's start this week with Siyata Deshmaya by quoting a Mogin Avraham. At the very outset of the Halachas, Abrochas, after one dons the tefillin, Simen Mem Vav and Orchayim begins Hilchas Brochas HaShachar, Hoshah Brochas. And writes the Mogin Avraham as a Hagdama, as an introduction to his first Sivkotan. He's quoting the Arizal and Shara Kavonos. Kod Nebola Besa Knesses Yomar Vanibra of Chastachav Chulei. Before a person enters into the shul, one is to recite Vanibra of Chastacha, Avo Beiselcha Shtachel El Hecha Kachacha, Habira Secha, Posek and Tillim, Kapitol Hay and Posek Ches. And when he actually now enters the shul itself to recite, and many Siddurim do cite such an idea, to articulate the base alum na halach barogesh to the house of God, we're going to walk with emotion. Kodem tefillah shachris, and this is where he now cites the Arizal. Kodem tefillah shachris, yikama olav mitzvah saseh shoveyavta l'reyacha kamocha. Before one starts to daven, person should have in mind that he is ready, he's set to be makabel upon himself. And the mitzvah saseh medarais of the posik and kadosh and perketes posik and ches. That's how you go with the shul, to love your neighbor, to love thy friend as thyself. That's the Lashon of the Mogin Avraham, quoting the Arizal and Shara Kavanos. Mishnah Bura, citing the Shari Tshuva, also quotes the Arizal, Tamidei Harira, Chaim Ital, Sefer Pri Etz Chaim. And this is the Mishnah Bura's Hagdama, his introduction now to his Ha'oris on Siman Mem Vav. Kodem Bola Beis HaKnesses, Bochu Adayin Bechotzer Beis HaKnesses. When you're still in the outer courtyard before you actually enter the shul, that's when one should recite Beis Lehem Nahalech Virogesh. V'yargish V'yirta Atzmo B'hikansel Beis HaKnesses Merov Pachto. And a person should feel, so be saturated with the emotion, he should shake, he should tremble, as he enters into the shul from the Pacha, the Emo, the Yira, the Resis, and the Zeya. You're going into a holy place. And he should stay there, wait a little bit, and recite the pasuk, and only then do you go into shul. So you see, even though we're going to talk in Mir Tashem this evening about what we generally refer to as the liturgy of Matovu, Matovu L'Chayakov. And yes, the second Pasuk, right on the heels of Matovu, will be Tehillim Kapitul Hei Pasuk Ches, Vanibro B'chastra V'Beisecha. Here we see already from the Mogin Avraham, quoting the Ari, we see from the Mishnah Bura, Shari Tshuva, B'Shem the Pri Yitzchayim, Tamidi Harizal, and that one should say Vanibro B'chastra, and it's already bought from the Tkufas HaGaonim. So you see that there's an idea even to say the Pasuk Vanibro B'chastra before you walk into Shul, and even the Chayr before Matovu. Now one could say that no, Vanibro B'chastra is a chelik of the Matovu, but that's really when you're nichnas already into the Beis HaKnesses. This is as you're first starting to walk in even before, and that's why many Siddurim actually have this pasuk appearing twice. Many Siddurim have the nidfas, have what's printed there, you should recite this pasuk, and then after you're in the shul, then when you're mamish in the shul, as you're going in, then matovu, and then you say Vani Baruch Chascha. Now, why would a person say Vani Baruch Chascha? Interesting that it's bought in the Sefer HaParnes, quoting the Gaonim. Well, there are 10 words in this pasuk. And when you walk into shul, you want to make sure that there are 10 people there for the minyan. So the way you count, many people say, this way, you have 10 words, and this way, the Sefer Parni says, you make sure that you got 10 minyan when you're going into the shul. Okay? But Avada certainly needs a beer. What is this pasuk all about? Clearly, Avo Beisach, as I walk into your bayis, into your basic kinesis, into your mikdash ma'at, I'm coming in with a hachna, with a yira, a resis, and say, ashtach, malachachachob yirasech. So that's the Hagdama, and that's the introductory pasuk. And now we turn to Matov. And now keep in mind, we mentioned among in Avraham, quoting the Arizal and Shara Kavanos, that when a person walks into shul, you should have in mind, I'm being mechavi in the mitzvah saseh, I'll be out of the recha kamoch. And then that makes a lot of sense. After all, if davening was just about you, you could have just davened against the kotel, and your kotel. You know, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, people, when they don't want to get up for minyan and they don't want to join the yeshiva for minyan, say, I'm davening by the kotel maravi, I'm davening by the western wall in my dorm room, and I'm davening by the wall. If a person wants to daven by yechidus, and he's not going to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of davening with the minyan, and then clearly it's not the same kavanah hatarecha kamocha. But you're going into a shul now, and the whole idea is to daven together with a tzibur, and the tefillah said are a tzibur, like the Rambam writes in the Gnei Chas Tshuva, then it's already an asrasim b'chol eis. Eberster loves the tefillahs of a tzibur, and even if you're not in gemud that day, and you don't have all the requisite kavanahs, and you're not davening can avoid, but don't worry, just join together with everybody else, and when you join with everybody else, then you're in good shape, no problem. So the best way to go in is, and not only if you're the shliach tzibur, where you're representing the tzibur, where certainly that mandates that you're having everybody in mind, and we have a locus revolving around such an idea, that if you're appointed to be the shliach tzibur, you're the shliach of the tzibur, you have to be merutzel lefnei hakal, people have to like you, you have to like everybody else, there has to be that sense of reciprocity, you're representing me, and I'm happy you're representing me. And what you see for them reason, it's not just a din in the shliach tzibur. Everybody is supposed to go into davening, Hashem, I'm entering now with the kavana, to fulfill the mitzvah, to say, v'hatulach ha'kamokon. And it makes sense. And davening is, it's all of us together. That's all about, it's not me. I'm not focusing on the individual. We're coming as a tzibur. Tzibur, we know many Sfarim HaKadoshim, right? There's Rosh HaTevis, and the tzadi, the beis, the resh. Tzadi is the tzadikim, and beis, the beinonim, and resh, the reshoyim. We got everybody here. Everyone's here, tzadik, gemeinim, and reshoyim. We let everybody into davin. Everyone's joining together. Hatalach kemuchas, you're loving. Avos, gematria 13, gematria echad. You're becoming echad with everybody else. Everyone is uniting. It's gemalda, ko yisor, regim, zebazeh. Agamon, shavuos, lamatasam, and aleph. Everyone is together as one unit. Okay? So that's how I go into davening. I'm thinking, hatalach kemuchas, it's not about me. It's about everybody uniting together as one. And that's the kol ha'Torah emanating forth from a collective, cohesive tzibur. And then we walk into shul, and the first tefillah we recite is Matova. So let's take a look at these five choice psukim that the Misantri HaTfilah decided to consolidate from various places, and not even in order in Tanakh. Yes, we start with the pasuk from Chumash, a pasuk from Parshas Balak, and Bamidbar Perchav Dalet pasuk Hei. And Matova Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. And Gemaldik, we're going in now to Olecha Yaakov, to the tents of Yaakov, into the Mishkan Osecha, into the places where we talk about Ashros Hashchino, and clearly that's the base Knesset, say Mokom of Ashros Hashchino, the Mikdash Mat, a Mishkan Mat. And Van Ibrov Chast Chavo Beisecha Shtachem Alachachcha, Elheicha Kachachob Yerasecha. And next Pasuk from Tehillim as well, Adonai, Ahavti Mon Beisecha, Mekon Mishkan Kvadecha. And there's Posek again from Til, Vani Yishtach Vebachrol of Ebruch Lefnei Hashem Osi. And then Vani Svilosi Lecha Hashem Eswatz and Luhim Rav Chastecha Anini Be'em Esishach. So remember, we went into davening, and the very first thought that was impressed upon our minds was, I'm going in Hashem and it's not about me. It's all about the tzibur. It's all about tzadikim, beinonim, and reshoyim. It's all about make yourself a part of the tzibur. It's all about the hatu derecha kamoch, love your friend, your neighbor as thyself. And then I say, the very first tefillah, Gilu, is Matova. Five psukim. You notice something about the majority of the psukim? Three out of five of these psukim begin with what? Begin with Vani. Vani b'rov chastecho. Vani eshtachave. Vani svilasi. I don't understand, what are we doing focusing on the Ani? It's not about me. Didn't we discuss already last week that the first word out of our mouths in the morning is not Ani? Even though grammatically, Loshin Kloli Hadiktik would have mandated, and that it should be ani modeh levanechem elachem v'kayim. What is it rather? No, modeh. First is, your modeh hadas badin kameinim. Namei Hashem, you are the God, you are the Borei Olam. And the Ramban wrote at the end of Parshas Bo, that's the tachlis avriya. Acknowledging, recognizing fully, and that God the Almighty, He is it. He is the Borei Olam. And only then do I say ani. And then we get to Matovu, and I just thought, and I'm saying three out of five sukkah, then begin by me. It's a pella. What's even more interesting as that, if you take a look at the fourth pasuk, comes from Tehillim, the Chon Ranana, Perek, Kapitol, Tzadiyeh, and Pasuk Vav, Avani Yishtach Vebechro, Erech HaLefnei Hashem Osi. And does that trouble anybody? Anyone a bucky, anyone an expert in Tehillim? Well, we say the Chon Ranana every Friday night. Are we quoting the pasuk correctly? Second to last pasuk, Vani Yishtachem Vebechra, Ebruchol Lefnei Hashem Osi. Let me read you the pasuk. There is no pasuk like that anywhere in Tanakh. Now, what is the Lashon Hamikra in Tzadihei, pasuk Vav? I read you from Tehillim. Bo nishtachve v'nechra nivrucha lefnei Hashem oseinu. Come, let us go ourselves and let us bow, prostrate ourselves before the Almighty. Let us kneel, nivrucha loshen berkayim. Let's go, prostrate ourselves, kneel on our knees. Lefnei Hashem oseinu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our maker. It doesn't begin v'ani. We're changing the pasuk. It's a pillow. We're taking a posting that we recite every Friday night from the Chunran, and there was the Loshen Rabin Bo Neshachaveh, and here we're actually altering it and making a Loshen Yochid, and yet we're having another posting that begins Vani, and it doesn't even begin Vani, but we're making it start with Vani. And what in the world is going on over here? And I saw a number of Svarim pointing out, but nobody gives an explanation. And we're changing the posting, Vani, and is it all Vani? How many times have we said it very Ashura, especially in our generation, Rachamon Litzlan? We're the generation where Apple, according to many researchers, has surpassed Coca-Cola for name recognition on an international level. Everybody now knows of Apple. That's it. Apple knew, and it's all about what? The iPhone, the iMac, the iTouch, everything. It's all about the I. The iPad, iPod. It's all about the I. Everything is I. That's the Apple iPod. And we said it's not coincidental that what's the symbol, even though it's totally incorrect, but the world thinks that Adam and Eve ate from an apple. That means the first sin, the first kilkel, the first rebellion against God, and that it's not about God, it's about me. It's about I. Adam and Chava, title and name. I want to eat this. So of course it's not an apple. We know the Gemara and Brochas, that Mem, Amen, Alf, Sanhedrin, Ayin, Amen, Alf, then Men, Rosh, Rabba, and Rashis, Rabba, Pasha, Tesvav, and Oslam, and it's either Te'ina, Geffen, or it's a Chit, or it's an Esrog. So we have different opinions. The world thinks it's an apple, right? What, a bite out of the apple. Who's the first one who took a bite out of the apple and brought destruction to the whole world? Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, that's apple. Apple is all about I, because it's all one-to-one the same. The iPad, the iTouch, the iMac. And finally, there was something called, it's a pillow. There was something then called the WePad. I read an article a few years ago that who came out with the WePad? A German company came out with the WePad. So you might have had the Nintendo Wii, but even the Wii was W-I-I. It's two I's. It's still, it's I know Chamal I. And then finally, out of all people, a German company came up with a Wii. And of course, what happened in this world? It failed. That's why nobody here heard about it. Because they came out with a tablet and they called it the Wii. And they spelled it W-E and nobody bought it. Because it's all about the eye. It's me. I want to design it. It's got to be my wallpaper. And it's got to be my font and my colors and my ringtone. 40 million ringtones. Because I got to pick the one that's miyuchat to me. That speaks to my soul. It's all about the eye. Everything in this world is about the eye. And all of a sudden we get to davening. And the first machshava is, no, it's not ani, it's mode. And then I get to matovu. And I just listen to the Magen Avraham. I listen to that result. Bought by the Magen Avraham. Bought by the Shari Tshuva. Then I supposed to think, don't think about yourself, it's all about the tzibur, and I'm going in vani vani, and even one pasuk that doesn't say vani, we're going to change it and say vani. It's a pillow. What's going on here? And one thing we have to realize comes elul ani ledodi vedodi li, and the process of tshuva. Many of the Bali Musar from Kelm, from Slavarka, they elaborate, they expound on the theme. That if you want to be rescued, you want to be saved, come Yom Noraim, ani mevatel yourself to the klal. Swallow yourself up as part of the klal, and then you'll be okay. If you make yourself a chelik of the klal, and you don't single yourself out, then you'll be saved, because the tzibur has got to be saved. And if you're machshiv yourself merely as a chelik of the general, the klaliyistik tzibur, that will be your ticket to salvation. And many years ago in a tshuva drasha, and before Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisroch of France said over a famous story of a boy who was taking a test, and his professor wasn't there. There was a proctor in the room, and they had 500 college students taking this final exam. And the grade was going to be determined based on this final exam. And the proctor didn't have any patience for these people. He was already proctored out. And he was very quick. He said, look, I don't have patience for you guys and girls. You know what? I'm telling you right now, you have 2 hours to take this final. I'm going to give you the half-hour warning. I'm going to give you the 20-minute warning. I'm going to give you the 10-minute, the 2-minute warning. And then, if your paper is not on my desk by the end of the 2 hours, it's going to be a big, fat, red F. So it's going to be F, big F on the paper. You don't know, like this father of the student who once came to the teacher and the parent-teacher's meetings and said, how could you go ahead and give my son an F? My son worked so hard and you gave my son an F? He says, you're right. It's just that there was no G. The lowest I could go was an F. And here the professor says, the proctor, have to test papers, not on my desk at the end of 2 hours, it's going to be a big red fat F. So what happens, everyone has their watches out, and it comes the 1 hour mark, and of course he has a little bell at the front of the room at the desk, says, okay everybody, I'm letting it have an hour left. Half hour mark, same thing, 20 minutes to go, and the bell is ringing. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, no excuses here. People are hurrying, rushing, nobody wants to get the F. And also 5 minutes to go, everyone's already filling out their last circles on the exam, and they're getting ready. Some people already ran up to the front of the room. 2 minute warning already, 80% of the room, they already have the papers on the desk, they're not taking any chance. Says 1 minute to go, 95% of the people, the papers are already on the desk, and there's a guy, Charlie, who's sitting in the back of the room, and this guy is just sitting there, and he's writing, he's taking his time like he's got all the time in the world. 30-second warning, that's it, everybody else is lining up, the papers are lining up, 10 seconds to go, everyone's got the paper, no one else took the chance, and there's this guy sitting in the back of the room, he's still writing away, the proctor, you can't believe it, what a mashuga. What a crazy guy, that's it, that he's waiting there, comes out, 10 seconds, end of story, and the guy is still writing, he's waiting at the room, everybody else handed in the test paper on time, and this guy's just sitting writing away. Finally, 1 minute goes by, 2 minutes, he can't wait, he's got the red pen in hand, and he is ready to rip this guy, and give him that big fat F, and 2 minutes, 5 minutes, this guy had 5 extra minutes on the test paper, and he walks up, nonchalantly, and he walks up to the desk, and the doctor says, you know, I'm going to take that paper, there you go, you just failed the final exam. He says, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? He says, look, I don't care who you are. I don't care if your father's the president of the university. I'm going to take that paper. I'm going to give it up. He says, do you know who my father is? I don't care who your father is. Do you know who my uncle is? I don't care who your uncle is. I don't care where you live. I don't want to know anything. Give me that paper and give. He says, you don't know me and you don't know my father? And I don't care who your relatives are. I don't care the lineage. I have no interest to know anything about you. He says, okay, no problem. In that case, takes his test paper, throws it smack into the middle of the pile, and he dashes quickly out of the room. Have you swallowed yourself up as part of the cloud? Now you got nothing to worry about. That's it. Swallow yourself up, cloud. You'll be saved. You'll be saved along with everybody else. So if that's what it's all about, so then, where's the personal, individualistic chashivos? And the idea, of course, is that, yes, the tachlis, the ultimate objective is to make yourself a part of the klal. But what does that mean, you're part of the klal? You're a contributing, upstanding, individualistic member of that klal. First, you have to be madgish the chashivos of the individual. And before, the same way Har Sinai. Why is Har Sinai receiving the Torah? Chazal say it's the lowest, most humble mountain. So a number of sforim say you want to talk about humility and you want to stress and accentuate modesty. So you know what? Give the Torah on flat ground. Teretz is what? That's not a chiddush. Flat ground has nothing to show off about. I had the two wealthy guys in the back of the shul, and the shul says, I'm garnished. No, I'm ephes, I'm mamish, I'm nisht, I'm zero. I'm saying they're fighting over who's mamish, a bigger zero. And finally the janitor comes along. You got these two multi-millionaires, and the janitor comes along. He says, you guys, he says, me, I'm really a zero. And the one giver says, yo, look at this guy showing off. The janitor has nothing to show off about. Har Sinai, you got to be a mountain. Oh, you're a mountain, but you're the slowest, smallest mountain. Oh, now we're talking already. What does it mean to swallow? You first, you have to show who you are. Tell me you're a chosh of a member, and you're something special, and then you'll be mavatel. Your kochos, and your midos, and all of your aptitudes and myriad talents, you'll give that over to the tibor. And you got to show that you're an upstanding individual and contributing member to society. Same idea. Let's go to the counting. The whole idea of a sphira, of accounting, is lispor, is to bring people together. A sipur, a story, is taking many plots, motives, and themes, and uniting and weaving a tapestry, connecting them. The one who writes a sefer is a machaber, because he's joining things together. A sephar is a boundary, a city on a border, and it unites all the other cities and towns contained therein, and unites them into one. Whole idea of the shorish, the etymology, samach pei resh, is connecting things together. A sipur, a sephar, a sefer, whole bunch of things all united together. A sphere is you counting Jews and putting them together, and yet, everybody was counted as an individual. And the Ramban writes, Rav Henoch Leibowitz elaborates in Chiddush Ha'aleh, everybody wouldn't stop be a number. Where Moshe goes to the head of each tent and says, tell me, how many members do you have in your household? Everyone, writes the Ramban in Bamidbar, will be counted as an individual. And explains Rav Henoch Leibowitz, because Kavanas HaRamban is, every Jew is chashuv. Every Jew is unique. And the Gemara says the Yenabrochus, Kashem Shein Parsafeya Domazulazu, Kach Ein De Yosein Domazulazu. We all have different faces, the Panim, the Pnimiyot, we have different Pnimiyot, we have different Das. We all have different Kochos in this world. Everyone's an individual. Take your own Etzem Chashivus and now be Mavato that to the Klal. And you're right, when you come into Shul, you're thinking, Vehatalecha Kamocha. And you're thinking, I want to be a part of the Tzibur. And what does it mean I want to be a part of the Tzibur? I'm going to be somebody unique who has what to contribute to the Tzibur, who has a milus. We all have our own unique talents, aptitudes, kochas, hanefesh, tchunas hanefesh. We have our own midos, our own talents, our own bechiro. And know who you are, and now be mevato, subjugate those kochas and those multifarious talents, give them over to the Tzibur. And that's the idea the Bali Musa say comes to Yom Noroi. A Yom Noroi isn't the pshat, I am a garnished, I'm a nothing. No, you're an ani, you're something choshev. And when it comes to the Yom Adin, a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Tabata Zayin Amin Aleph, Kolechel Nichlas Lefanov, Kibnei Morin, everybody goes before God, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a unique sheep, and you're something special. And then, you give over your kochos to the clown. What are you going to use your brains for? What are you going to use your chachma for? Are you going to use it for the general clown? Anyone who saw Google's homepage. So they have Dr. Salk, the one who invented the polio vaccine. In 1954 and 1955 is when it was already made public. And when he was interviewed on TV after he came out with the polio vaccine, so they asked him, and they said, Professor, and here he became a world celebrity. I says, tell me, did you patent it? Did you patent the vaccine? And Forbes magazine a few years ago even ran an article where they made the calculations that had he patented the polio vaccine, he would have made $7 billion. A Jew, $7 billion he would have for coming up with the vaccine. And they said, why didn't you patent it? He says, his answer was, do you patent the sun? I made this for society. I don't want the credit. He tried to run from the spotlight. And you don't patent the sun. I'm doing this to save society. And you take your kochos, you take your brains, you take the research, and you give it over to the tzibur. But you got to say, first and foremost, I'm an ani. And the whole idea is, yes, you walk into shul. Ah, the tzibur, somebody who says he's garnished, he's nothing. So the shul doesn't need me. And the minyan can go on without me. And what am I really contributing? No, everybody is an ani. Even modeh, you have an ani. It's just that the ani comes after the modeh. Over here, 3 out of 5 psukim amatovo begin. Vani, avani, and vani. You are an ani, and you're choshev in your own right. And then you're going to go ahead and swallow and absorb that into the larger klal of the ahavta l'recha kamocha. So now let's take a look. What exactly are we conveying with Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael? Matovo Alecha Yaakov, and this of course is the statement of Bilam and Parshas Balak. And Parshas Balak, Perchav Dalet Pasuk Hey, and Bilam is looking at a Klaison and says, how good, how beautiful are the tents of Yaakov, and Mishkanosecha, the dwelling places of Klaison. Rashi first cites the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Al Shara Pescheim She'inan Mechuvonim Zemul Zeh. He saw that Tznias, Klai Yisrael's, the entranceway to the respective tents were not facing opposite one another. Oh, Tznias Kevalda. Now, that can't be why we're saying Matovu at the beginning of Davna. Okay, let's go to the next Rashi. And then Rashi says, Dabar Acher, Matovu Lacha, Matovu Ol Shilo, Beis Alamim, and be Yeshuvan where we bring Karbonis Eskapara. Okay, well, Tefillah's Makam Avod in Iskanah. So it's a reverence to the Mishkan. That was in Shiloh. It's a reverence to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? But still, there's got to be something more. This is anytime you walk into a Beis Knesses. And then Rashi cites the Gemara. And what is this a reference to? And so Rashi says, Amar Rebbe Seinu. And this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nechela Kufhei. Mi brachosu shalos harashon ulameidah mahayim olibu lekalalo. From the brachas that came out of the mouth of Bilam, and we know what his true intent was, and what he was really trying to do was to curse the Jewish people. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mahapech the words of Bilam, he rolled the tova. So what was his kavano? Let's take a look at the Gemara at the bottom of Kafayim or Beis in Sanhedrin. Am Rabbi Yechanan, and mi brachosu shalos harashon talomei mahayim olibu. From the blessing that emanated forth from his mouth that escaped his lips, from that we could deduce what was really in his heart all along. And Mikay Shalomar Shlo Yehuli Shiulahem. Batek and Isis Batim Rosh, really Bilam said, I don't want Klai Yisrael to have any shuls any houses of Torah study, no base Knesset, no base Medrash, but instead what came out of his mouth, Bilam thought, Lo Tishra Shechina Leim, I don't want the Shechina to dwell amongst them, O Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. So we see that Bilam said, I don't want them to have Batik Nisvad and Rosh. Clearly, why would Bilam not want it? Because that's the foundation of the Jewish people. A tyrant Fila, that is our Yisod. A Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Al Shoshet Forum HaOlam Omeid, Al HaTorah, Yal Voda Bakemis HaSadim. What's written first? The Torah is number one. Then comes Tefillah, Tefillah Malkam Avod and Niskana, and then Chesed. And we'll talk about Chesed, but the Iker is the Torah and the Tefillah. That's the foundation. Bilam says, I want to uproot the Jewish people. I want to get them from the Yesod, from the foundation. He thinks, let's get rid of it. Hashem says, no. What's going to come out of his mouth? Escaping his lips, Matov Lo Chayakov. You don't want the Shechina to dwell amongst the Yidden? Instead, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. So that is Bilam's Kavana. How great are the tents of Yaakov. And the tents of Yaakov is clearly a reference as well, and many were shown and point this out. And Yaakovina was the Masmid, and Yaakov was the Omer HaTorah, the Maral, the Chaim Voloshin and others, right? He was the pillar of Torah, he was the quintessential Masmid. Writes the Maral in Perachof of Tiferes Yisrael. He was the one who sat in the Ohel, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. He sat in the tent of Torah study, he even went 14 years without sleeping a week. How great are the Batik Midrashos, but also the Batik Nesiyos. Where he davened. And Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, how great is the Mokum Hashos Hashchina of Klai Yisrael. And now clearly, we're not just talking about a Beis HaMikdash. Clearly we're talking about what the Iker Yisod of a Beis HaMikdash is all about. Hashem's real Mishkan is what? Is not the building, is not the grand edifice. And the Iker Tachlis, the primary aim and objective of building a Mishkan, of building a Beis HaMikdash, is that Klai Yisrael should see the beautiful edifice and should infer, and that if Hashem's Shechina can rest in that building, then Hashem can rest inside me as well. So let's listen to Rechaim Voloshin writing in his monumental work, Nefesh HaChayim, and Shar Aleph Perek Dalet. Writes Rechaim Voloshin, the Talmud Muvuk of the Gra. Hare ki vaday ikar inyan hakodesh vamikdash ushriyas shchinosu yizbarach. The main idea behind the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem's divine presence dwelling amongst the Jewish people, who are them? It's not about the building, it's about the individual. Shem yiskadesh atzmo karoy. If you sanctify yourself as you ought to, bekiyam mitzvos kulam, by fulfilling all the tiny mitzvahs, then Hashem says, Asu atzmo hamikdash mamish. You become, on a microcosmic level, you become your own small Beis HaMikdash. Ubesocho Hashem Yisborach. And Hashem is going to dwell inside of you, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah Perek Zayin. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. They are the Heichal Hashem, not the building. Klai Yisrael, they are, as individuals, unique Heichals for Hashem. You're a dwelling place for God. As Chazal say, even though we pointed out, Rosh Shmuel Ashkenazi in the Sefer, Alpha Beis HaKemisa Shmuel Zira, it's not a Chazal that we have anywhere. The Asher HaKadosh is the first one, the beginning of Truma, who says such a terminology. Alright, Zechayim Elosha. Hashem isn't interested in simply dwelling inside a building. Hashem says, I'm going to dwell inside a building so that you could look to the building and you could draw the obvious inference that if I could dwell, if my presence could be contained in a building, then you, miniature Bate Mikdash, can also contain my presence. I could dwell inside each and every one of you as well. Grammatically, Vasili Mikdash Achati Bisocho. No, Bisocham, because I really want to dwell inside each and every one of you. Mishkanos Echa Yisrael. Where are my Mishkanos? I might have Olacha Yaakov, I might have Bata Knesiyas and Batim and Roshas. But what's the most choshev of them all? Mishkanos Echa is Yisrael. Mishkanos Echa is every single member of Yisrael is his own, her own, Mishkan. And that you are a dwelling place of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You are your own miniature Mishkan. Why is it called the Mishkan? Right, Zechayim Eloshin, Mishkan Miloshin Shechina. And the Mishkan contain the Shechina, hence the appropriate title for the grand edifice. And you can be a Mishkan yourself. Mela, I walk into shul. Amatim Olach Yaakov, how great are the Batik and Nesiyos and the Batim and Roshas? And that's what Bilam was talking about, as Rav Yochanan told us on Hetzin Kafayim and Beis. But not only is it great that we have a Mikdash Mat, a miniature base of Mikdash today, you're right, we lost the Mishkan in Shiloh. You're right, we lost the Bayis Rishon in Yerushalayim and the Bayis Sheni in Yerushalayim. But we still have what? Not only do we have miniature Mikdash Mat, but we have, in addition to the Botik and Asiyas and the Botim and Rosh is dotting our planet, and we also have, even more importantly, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. Hashem is what? Is dwelling inside each and every member of Yisrael. Mela, that's the greatest attitude. And you walk into shul, this is great, I'm walking into a base kinesis, it's great. I don't have a base of Mikdosh. Don't worry, Hashem says, you have a miniature base of Mikdosh. You think that's it, I'm just walking into a shul. No, you're doing something much greater than that. By walking into the shul, which is a miniature base of Mikdash, because even though the Shekhinah might not be in a grand edifice called the base of Mikdash, Hashekhinah still says, I'm here with you. The Gemara and Daf Vav and Aleph even delineate. And then when you have a tzibur, Hashem even precedes. Hashekhinah comes before the tzibur even gets there. And the Gemara says, anytime one person sits down in the base of Mikdash, Uminayin Shafilu Echad Sheyoshe Yvosi Betur Shashekhinah Imo, Shinemar B'chom Mokam Asher Aska Shmi Avolach Rotech. Hashem says, I'm with you. So you might think it ends there, it doesn't end there. Not only am I with you in the base Knesset for today's Shacharis, but I'm dwelling and I wish to dwell inside each and every one of you. And Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, what a great introduction. That's how we start our davening. Be madgish how great you are. And you're great that you're coming into a place where you're connecting now and you're in proximity to the Shekhinah, but on a far more profound level, it's not just uniting with the Shekhinah because you walked into a shul where there's a divine presence already there or about to come. What's even greater is that if the divine presence could dwell in here in the white shul, then the divine presence, the same Shekhinah, could dwell inside of me. Now I'm ready to daven. And now what? Vani, vani, vani. But it's only vani that comes hand in hand with Bahavta Recha Kamocha. As we just said a little while ago, it can't just be b'hafta lecha kamocha. Because, it's just, be mavalti yourself there. No, you're choshev and you're something special. Somebody wrote a letter years ago, that's a Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's in the biographies of Lubavitcher Rebbe. Somebody wrote a letter, and Lubavitcher Rebbe sent his letter back. He opened up the letter, and he thought that maybe he missed something. So he took the letter again, he sent it again to Lubavitcher Rebbe. And Lubavitcher Rebbe again sent the same letter back. As if only he went to speak to the Rebbe. And he brings a letter, he says, Rebbe, I sent you a letter. And all you did was send the letter back. He says, did you look closely at the letter? And he opens up the letter in front of the Rebbe, and only now did he see that every single I was circled in the letter. Everything was I this, I that, capital letter I. And Mamta Rebbe wanted to tell him, the biggest musar I could give you is, stop with all the I's. Next time you write an email, take a look. Next time you write a letter, how many I's are there? How many I's? Sometimes I go back to change my emails. If I think that three sentences in a row, start with a chazak of eyes already, you better change it. You know what? Make a run-on sentence, but don't have too many eyes. And I. It can't be eyes. If I'm trying to say, stop with all the eyes. But there's got to be an ani. If there's no time ever for an I, then it's all about, then you're not going to work. You're not going to be a professor. So he says, I have to develop and invent the polio vaccine and change all of the world. And you gotta be machshiv your kochos. You gotta know that your davening matters as well. And you have a chosh of a davening. You are vani. But now take the vani and make it part of the hatalach kochos. As you walk into shul, as you see the tzibur, and as you get ready to join with the tzibur, this is great. Shul is great. I myself am a dwelling place of the Shekhinah. I give all that. Now that we establish that, let's go into the psukim from Tehillim. Now, all these subsequent psukim, after the introductory one, which based on Chazal is the most appropriate and welcoming verse to recite as you walk into the shul, and now we go to four psukim of David HaMelech's Tehillim. Avani broch chas techavo beisecha, ishtachvo lahecha tshecha, abiyarasecha. Avani, with the abundant loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how I'm going to walk into your house. Meaning what, Vani? It is about me, but it's not really about me. It's not simply about Vani. It's Ani recognizing that the only reason I'm able to go into your house is because I have plenty to thank you for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing is, yes, there's Vani, but it's Barov Chastecha, it's only because of your Chasodim, and that I am now able, Abba Besecha, with that I'm going to come into your house. And what am I going to do when I come into your house? It's not going to be about me, it's going to be about you. I'm going to do what? I'm going to walk into the Heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abir Asecha. That's how I'm going to walk into the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll read you the Matsudas translation. As for me, through your abundant kindness, I will enter your house. I will prostrate myself toward your holy sanctuary in awe of you. So I'm coming in, even though I start the pasuk, it's about Vani, I'm recognizing that I'm coming in awe of you. I'm going to bow and prostrate myself in front of you. Now what exactly is Vani Barov Chastacha? We have a machlokes, we've shown him on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Hay Pasuchas. Rashi and Ibn Ezra understand that Barov Chastacha means, Hashem, I'm thanking you for all the chesed you did for me in the past. I'm recognizing as Avo Beisecha, I can't come into your Heichal, to your shul, to your Mikdash Ma'at until I recognize all the great things you have done for me in the past. And that's Rashi Ibn Ezra. The Radak of David Kimchi and the Matsudas David say it's for the future Chasodim. I'm coming in now to David for the future. You put all the Rishonim together, and what clearly is the focus? It's got to be Hodola Avar and Bakosha and Hodola Asid. I'm thanking Hashem for the past Chasodim and for the future Chasodim. But now let me read you something Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, the author of the Chozen Yecheskel. It's in the newly redone Chozen Yecheskel on Tanakh, on Tefillah, and it also earlier appeared in the Sefer Panini Rabbeinu Yecheskel, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky. And listen what he writes. Anoshim Choshvim, Shem Osim Tobal Hashem Yisbrach Shem Bom Nespala. Now we looked at the Rishayim Rashi Ibn Ezra, you're thanking Hashem for all the good, great stuff He did for you in the past. And Matsudas David Radak, all the great stuff He's going to do in the future. That's how you go into Beis Echad, to His, Beis Knesses, and Beis Medrash. I write to Chaskel Bramsky, many people think they're doing God a service because they're coming to Davin. Okay, God, you want me to Davin? I'll give you a Davin. Yevamis, Samach, Talan, Alf, Neyma, Nisakri, Mosei, Chay, So, why did Hashem make the Mosei? Karsumation, Miss Abba, the two sessions. Hashem wants Tvilas. Hashem wants the connection. Okay, you know what, God? I'll give you the connection. God, I'll give you the Tvilas. They think we're doing God a service. God, I really want to go to the start. I want to make money. I want to go in and buy Facebook before the earnings come out. You know, I really don't. But you know what, God? You know, I'll be patient. I know what, instead, I'll go into shul beforehand. I go into shul beforehand, and that's what I'm going to think about. Amnon, David HaMelech says what? Vani Brov Chastacha V'Beisecha. Ata o seimi chesed godo bazesh ata no seinli. Esa I have shoris love of the Beis HaKnesses. Chatzkel Abramsky learns differently. It's not talking about past chasodim, it's not talking about future chasodim. It's talking about right here in the Hova, right here and now. How am I walking into shul? Vani, when I bring in my Vani, Avo Beisecha, how am I coming now, presently, into Hashem's shul? Barov Chastacha. Recognizing that it's all because what? It's with the abundant loving kindness and chesed that you do for me, that you give me the ability to come and walk into your shul, that you enabled me to walk and to get up in the morning. I'm going to go ahead and thank you for that opportunity. And now he writes in parentheses, and it's really the Magi who says that there was once a drasha, the Chatzkel Abramsky says, and that, he says, today, Hayom Hayisi Beveitz Cholem, I was in the hospital. I saw people who were either figuratively tied down, they were chained, so it is confined to their beds. They didn't have the ability to move. Now last week, Baruch Hashem, the new scientific discoveries actually came out. They took a person with paralysis for many years and a new device also enabling people to walk. Unbelievable. But he says, imagine a person who can't get out of bed, who can't walk. How much money would they pay for that golden opportunity to come to shul once, to daven once from a sitter in shul? He says, and we could come easily to shul. Kamachayavim lehodes al kach laKadosh Baruch Hu. Explains to Chatzkel Abramsky how much we have to thank God. Forget about the past. Forget about the future. Right here and now. Ani Baruch Chastacha, how am I walking now, presently, into your shul? I'm coming in with such chasadim. You got me up in the morning. I can breathe. I can walk. I can daven. I can hold a sitter. Just for that, it's kedai. And the Malbim also. And the Malbim says, now is the time to go to the Beis Hashem. Acha chesed ha-mispashet ala metzius b'chlolo. The chesed that I see now in the world, that's how I'm coming. Avo beisach l'sua l'alcho. I'm going to come, and I'm going to thank you for all the chasadim that I currently see and that I currently witness here in this world. That's how I'm going to walk into your shul. And let's go to Brochas Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the fifth parak of Brochas as follows. Ein omdim l'spalo mitokov rosh. When you go to start davening, you have to go with the heaviness of the head, which means, as the Rishonim explained, you have to go in, writes Rashi, hachna. with subjugation before the Almighty. You have to be subservient as an Eved in front of the Master. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say, Be'ema u'behachna, with fear and trembling and subservience. And really, Rashi includes that in the end of the day, if you're machnia and you're an anav, and you humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to produce feelings of yira and feelings of awe, be yirasecha, I'm going to go in awe of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, Manan Emili, how do I know that? How do I know that I can't even go into davening unless I'm machnia myself before Hashem? And the Gemara says, maybe it's from Chana. Pasuk says, he moras nefesh. No, the Gemara says, no, maybe Chana's different because she didn't have children all those years. She went in with the bitterness of heart. Elam Rivish Chanina Mehachal. Next opinion is this Pasuk. Tehillim hey, Pasuk es, avan Ibrahim chast chavo beisecho, eshtach velachot shcha b'yirasecho. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe David is different because David was metzar nafshi baracham etuba. David, who was a mamash, the ultimate, the quintessential onov and Eben Hashem. And maybe David is different. But you see, the Gemara's second answer is this Pasuk of David Malch says, how do you go into Hashem recognizing the chasodim that he has done for you in the past? The chasodim that you want him to do for you, and he will do for you in the future, and the chasodim right here and now, and that's I'm going into daven, but I'm going to come in with yira and achna, eshtacha v'achna, into your hecha kachecha, be your asacha, in awe of you all the time. Be'ema u'bachna. That's the Gemara, mitoch kovid rosh. You got to go in with the seriousness. It's all about seriousness. It's all about pachad. It can't just be about pachad. We've mentioned many times, Rav Shimon Schwab and Rav Schwab on prayer, page 167. When he's talking about Ashrei, Rav Schwab says, why do people shuckle so much in davening? I say, yes, the Ran writes in the Drushes, because near Hashem Nishmas Adam, the neshama of a person is likened to a candle, and now a Jewish neshama, Jews can't stop moving for a second. We're always on the move, we're always on the go. The ever-flickering candle, always moving. Jews can't sit still. You can't sit still. And then you have what? And then you have Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab says, you know why we shuckle? Because davening is the dual relationship of Amas Hashem with Yiras Hashem. What is Ava? If you love somebody, you want to get close. You want to be closer to that person. If you're afraid of someone, you want to walk away and retreat from that individual. Har Sinai, Hashem says, it's all about that your Osi would be Al Paneichem, and they hear that Sosidimus, and they retreated. And they fell backwards. Ava is, Gematria Echa, Gematria 13, I want to come close, I want to become one with you. Yira is, the Ari, the Aryeh, the lion, you hear the Aryeh roar, and you retreat, you run as fast as you can. Davening rites of Schwab is, I love Hashem and I fear Hashem. Ava is Hashem coupled with Yira Hashem. Ava is Hashem, I want to get close. Yira, I go back. Ava, I go close. Yira, I go back. Not like the old Stephen Wright joke. He says, the other day I bought a dog and I named him Stay, but then I realized I got a bit of a problem. I keep telling him, come here, stay. And he keeps going like this, come here, stay, come here, stay, come here, stay. Halahav deal. What is davening? I want to get close. I go, we can't make up our minds. But that's exactly what davening is. I want both Hashem. I want Ava. I want Yira. So it doesn't answer the shuckling side to side. Granted. And that you need the Ran no matter what. But at the end of the day, I want to get, I want close. I want back. That is, I'm a male of the next pasuk. And last one thing. We already established. Matzav Olach Mishrazel Yisrael. I'm going into Shul Lach Yaakov. And not only that, but I'm going in and enduring. And I'm going to encounter the opportunity to make Hashem dwell inside of me. And then Rani Ibrahim Chastcha, me as an Ani. I'm going to Shul now as an Ani, but I know it's with only Chesed of Hashem, and I'm going to go give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Yirasech with the Yira. Oh, you think it's only about Yira? You think it's all about being awestruck of God, of the Almighty, and fearing Him? No. Hashem, Midas HaRachamim. Let's go now to Tehillim. Kapitel Chava Posuches, Hashem Mina Sarakam, Mahavti Mon Beisecha, Ahavti Mon Beisecha, Makom Mishkan Gwenecha. Now we have Ava. We have Ava Birachamim. That's all about what Hashem I love. I love coming here to your place of dwelling and the place of Mishkan Kvadecha, where I see the honor. The honor of the Almighty. I see the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, this is what? Hashem Inis HaRachamin. And this is a hafti. This is I love Ma'on. I'm coming into your house. Ma'on is the place of habitation. That means this isn't just a place where I'm going and trembling in fear. When you go, there's no place like home. You love coming home. Home is warm, welcoming. That's where Hashem dwells. Hashem is saying, you can come into my house. Hashem, Midas HaRachamim, Mahavti, I love you, and I love coming in to your house, and to the place where your honor dwells, Givaldik. It's about Yira, it's about Ava. Now, Vani, What am I going to do? I'm going to bow, and I'm going to do all different types of vows. Clearly, we're not talking about simultaneous, because the order is doesn't make any sense. First, you go ahead and you bow your head, like we bow, then Evrachal, which is going down on your knees, Birkayim, and then Eshtachve, which is Pishad Yadan Raglayim, going down flat. And means what? No, there are different times to do Eshtachavaya, different times to do Hachra, and different times to do Evrachal. Writes, Rabbi Yaakov, Yisachar Yaakovson in the Sibino, he says in addition, that he cites a number of Svarim, that it actually is a reference to the Sholos Tefilas Shodim Espala B'chol Yom. He brings Rav Zev Yavetz in the Siddur Seder Avodas Halavavas. We have three mentions of Hachna in front of Hashem, corresponding to three davenings, Shachar, Smith, Chamarav. So, I come, and I give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know where else we find such a pasuk? Anyone who has the custom to recite Perek Shiro, you'll notice that the very last pasuk on the pages of Perek Shiro is this pasuk from Lechun Arana, Kapitol Tzaniye Pasuk Vav, which we said really appears as Bo, let us come together, Nishtach Menachro, Nivrucho, Lefnei Hashem Hosein. Anyone know offhand who are the ones who recite that in Perek Shiro? The dogs. The Klavim. That's the last thing. Why would that be? So we explain perhaps the idea is because which is the last creature that's going to recognize there only is one creator in this world? If you think about it, who is a man's best friend? But not just a man's best friend. What's unique about the dog is that a dog is willing to sacrifice its life to take a bullet for its master. You have cases of dogs, they will jump into the ocean and risk their own lives to save the master. They'll dodge, they'll jump in front of a bullet, and they'll die. They'll die. They'll put their lives in danger. Anything to save the master. Rabbi Chaim Melchior Stern writes in the same Nishras Kol Chai. And whenever you see a dog walking, a dog's natural walk will always be to the left of its master, because the master is on the right. It's more chashuv. Unless the master with the leash puts the dog to the right, a dog's natural walk is going to be to the left of the master. Cats can climb up a tree. Dogs can't climb up. Dogs are the animal that's most often on a chain, because they're avodim to their master. Temple Grandin, in the book Animals in Translation. Alexandra Horowitz, in the book Inside of a Dog. Anytime you buy a dog, first thing you got to establish is, you're the boss. Never buy a dog and let the dog be on your bed and you're going to lie down on the floor. First thing is, you're on top, established, because that's the psychology of a dog. I'm the Evan. If the whole Indian Perek Shira is all the varied species on the planet are machaniyah and give themselves over to God, the last creature that's going to give itself over to God is the one creature that gives itself over to its own physical, moral, flesh and blood master. And notice, what was the Chiddush in Yetzias Mitzrayim? When did the Jews get ready to go out of Mitzrayim? Remember, you already had the frogs, and you had the lice, and you had the wild animals, the lions, tigers, and bears, and you had the arba, the locust, which is the last creature to finally recognize, we better stay silent. And which is the creature that's the hardest to keep its mouth shut? As the B'nai Soso writes, whenever a dog sees its master in trouble, it starts to bark. And when dogs hear one dog bark, they all go mashuga. It's a domino effect. They all go crazy. Can you believe it? Nine years to try. Their masters are just dropping dead like flies, and now one dog opens up its mouth. And the Torah makes a point of it. Lo yechutz kav l'shono. Not one opened up its mouth. And now we're ready for the gula. Why? Because now even the dogs recognize Hashem Yisbaruch is in control. The Egyptian masters, they're not my masters. I'm an Eved only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the last ones to recognize that there only is one master, because they spend their whole lives worshiping their human master. They are the quintessential slaves to a human master. But even they recognize when all is done, and what's the one pasuk that they say? Come dogs, let's go together, not as individuals, because they always follow each other. In the parks, barking late at night, they always follow one another. Bo, let's go together, Nishtachve. V'nivracha, nichra, l'fnei Hashem Elokeinu. He is Hashem, our God. Even the dogs recognize that. Avani, I'm going to do the same thing. Give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avani, tfilasi l'cha Hashem Eisrotzen, l'hon machlastach haneinim emes Hashecha. I need to close with this pasuk. In the end of the day, you can go into a shul and you could say, this is great. I see the Shekhinah, and now I'm going to put the Shekhinah inside of me. I'm going to go in with my kochas and my talents, and I'm going to go in recognizing, I'm thanking Hashem for the chasadim of the past, the chasadim of the future, and as Rechatzka Lebrowski pointed out, the chasadim of right here and now, and I'm going to give myself over to Hashem, with the relationship of Biyur HaSecha. Right after that, it's going to be Ava. It's going to be Hashem Midas Rachamim. It's going to be a Hafti. It's going to be going into Hashem's Ma'on Beisach, into his house, into his dwelling place, where I could see that his cover, that his honor is there. It's Yira and it's Ava. And now I'm going to give myself, like the dogs, full utter subjugation before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what? You can have all the milas and all the right kavanas in the world. But if it's not an Ace Ratzon, I'm sorry, you blew it. If it's not the Zman HaNochan V'Haroi, it's not going to do anything for you. You could build the most beautiful sukkah in the world. And it could be the Tzela D'mehem Nusa. And you could put in the most gorgeous decorations. And you can mamish, have it filled and lined with Sfarim and Sidurim. And it's the most beautiful sukkah in the world. And you know what? It could be Hanukkah time. And you put up your sukkah in your backyard. And you sit and invite all your friends. And you know what? You don't get 1 ounce of schar for it. You know why? Because it ain't the right time. It could be the most beautiful cell of the Shechina, but if it's not at the right time, it's garnished, it's nothing. The davening, I could have all the kavanas, I could have Ava, I could have Yira, I could have Merav Chastecha, I could have Hashem Maivani, I'm going to give it all to you, but if it's not at an Ace Ratzon, then you blew it. And it's got to be at the right times. A davening, Zman Torah Lechud, and Zman Tefillah Lechud. Our Moshe Feinstein even writes in a tshuva, Yeshiva Bacher said, Our Moshe, I want to know if I'm learning well at night, can I learn until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, even though I'm going to miss Shacharis the next morning. I'll say a Shacharis in my room before I go to Seder. But I'll learn an extra 2 hours. And our Moshe says, no, you can't do that. Because Zman Torah Luchud and Zman Tvi Luchud. There's a time to daven, and there's a time to learn. We just linked into Kohelis, beginning of Perek Gimel, Nakol Zman Ve'Eista Kochev Estachas Shemayim. There's a time to dance, a time to sing, a time to cry. You got to know the right ace, the right time. It's got to be an Ace Ratzon. And now many of the first do explain, with the Koach HaTfilo, you could turn every Ace into an Ace Ratzon. You could daven that my Tfila now should be in an Ace Ratzon. But you got to daven at the right time. And so it's the same way Rechaim Lozen writes in the Prokim before Shardala and Nefesh HaChaim. Imagine a person who gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And they go to Mikvah and they dunk 17 times. And then they go and they say all of Sefer Tehillim 5 times. And then they go and they put on the talus and the tefillin. And they have tefillin that they yarshant from their grandfather who is a mekubal. And they get a sitter that mamash is filled tear-stained pages from the Yiddish Baba who cried tears all over the sitter. And they got the holiest sitter in the world. And they got the holiest tefillin in the world. And they got a talus that they yarshant from the mamash the yichus ay, the megalamukus is talus. And they got the holiest talus and tefillin, holiest sitter in the world. And they go mamash and they're by the koisel amaravi. Me'olam nosoz ashkin mekos amaravi. And they're by the kota. And they got mamish the holiest thing, and they got a mamish that's surrounded by Jews all over, and they had a good night's sleep at night, and they're coming mamish with all the kavana, and he has all the kavana. But you know what? And he comes, he says, Hashem, I'm ready for chakras, but it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He can have the best sitter, the best film, the best halas, and he can have the greatest kavana, and he could daven an hour long shmon esrei, and you know what? He got zero for it because he davened it when it wasn't this month for chakras. You can have all the milas, but it's got to be the right ace. Hashem, my last pasuk from Tehillim is, as I go into shul, Avanis filosi lecha, Hashem should be in an ace ratzon. Should be the right time. It should be when you want to accept it. I'm going to go back to Barov Chastach. Look, Kim, Barov Chastach, Hashem, please, aneini be'emes yeshecha. Please, Hashem, answer me. Be'emes yeshecha, with the truth of your salvation, I need Yeshua. And the other day, I know, Hashem, it's not about me. Even though it's Vani, Vani, with all my kochos, with all my abilities, the person says as he walks into shul, I need everybody else, I need the tzibur, I need v'avta l'chikamocha, and most importantly is, I need it to be an Ace Ratzon, so Hashem, please, again, Baruch Chastecha, I need your chasadim, please, Hashem, I plead, aneini, answer me, be'emes yeshecha, I know my salvation is not going to come from me, it's going to come from you. That's the 5 pasuk introduction, how we walk into shul. 2 minute recap, matov alecha Yaakov v'shoshecha Yisrael. First, know, what are you walking into? Wow. Bilam was in awe. And in fact, what Yaakov Sin even brings, there's some Sfarim who say, what in the world are we starting out the other thing with Bilam? He was a Rasha. What are you quoting for Bilam for? But you know what? How do we start out a marriage? What's the first bracha before we let the Kala go to the Chuppah? We give the bracha of Lavan. Ati Lafi Ravava. Why? Because Lamaisef, and made it onto the pages of the Torah, it's something chashuv. If it's something bigger, if Hashem allowed it to be printed, it's something chashuv. Notice how Yishmael, did Yishmael, anyone know anything that Yishmael ever said? Esav has a lot to say. That, you know what? Can someone, anyone here, tell me one word, that, one line that Yishmael, everybody learned Chumash, you won't be able to find one. There's not one statement of Yishmael anywhere in the Chumash. You know why? Because Islam, because it's all Sheker. Because it's all sheker b'chazav, and sheker doesn't make its way into the pages of the Chumash. Yishmael will not say one word in the pages of the Torah. But if Lavan and Bilam have words of emes, Ibishter says, sure, use it, take it. We walk into shul. If Bilam can recognize, Bilam, if a Rosh recognizes the Yisod, the foundation of the Jews, is Arabati, is Abutim, Hashem, I recognize it too. Although Bilam recognizes it, and you don't recognize it, Hashem. Don't worry, Hashem, I got it, I got it. I walk into shul, Bilam, I recognize it too. Mata, wow, I got Batik and Ashis, I got Batim and Roshes. And you know what's even better than that? Bilam recognized the greatest Mishkan is Moshes HaYisrael. You, Yisrael, you yourselves are individual resting places, dwelling places for the Shekhinah. Best introduction possible, one person from Chumash. Then you go to Tehillim, you go to David. Ani, 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 okay, it's about me. I got a lot to contribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael, but it's only with Rav Chaschah. That's I'm going to come into Hashem's house, and I'm going to bow, B'yira Secha, out of Yira. Then, Hashem, Mira Sarachamim, Ahavti, I love coming here. I'm not just coming to your house, B'yira Secha, I'm coming to your place of dwelling, your habitation, where you live. This is home, no place like home. Omekom Mishkan Kvadecha, where you rest, your honor. I can't wait, I'm coming to home now. It's about Yira, it's about Ava. And what am I going to do now? All of me, with the Tzibur, with Yira, with Ava, with the Shokling. I'm going to come now and do all sorts of prostration to show that all of me, I'm all belonging to you, Hashem. Eshtachaveh, Echor, Ebrucha, Lefnei Hashem Osi, because you're my maker, you created me. All that I have, all my Ani, is nothing without you. You gave me my abilities. You Osali Kotzark. You gave me Hashem OC, you gave me everything. It all comes to you. So Hashem, I got it all. I got my Abba, I got my Yira. I'm coming into home, I got davening, I'm all set, except for what? The end, the result has to be, it's got to be the right time. It's got to be an Eish Rotzen for Hashem to answer you, no problem. Ani Tfilasi Hashem, I give you my Tfilah. I give it to you. I hope it's an Eish Rotzen now, Hashem. Please, let it be an Eish Rotzen. I daven that it should be an Eish Rotzen. Elohim, with all your chasadim, please, I beg you, answer me. And answer me what? Not because I deserve it. Answer me with Mina Sa'emes of Yeshecha, of your Yeshua. And what is Yeshua? Yeshua is when you get a salvation, even though you don't deserve it. We came out of Mitzrayim, we realized we didn't do enough to deserve to be saved. Avayosha Hashem, it was Yeshua. We're asking Hashem what? Hashem an Hashem Hashiana, I don't deserve it. It's not about Vani, it's all about Aneni Be'emes Yeshecha. Please give me a Yeshua, save me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let it be the right Zman. Our tefillah should be Makuba and Eish Ratzon. Thank you for coming tonight. Have an amazing night, and we'll see you at Hashem next week. Thank you.